The Chad Olsen Show. The Chad Olsen Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olsen Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsenShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsenShow.com. Log on now.
The Chad Olsen Show.
Chad Olsen Show.
Mandating vaccines.
Well, it's a mixed story. I think people who refuse to accept vaccines, I think the right response for them is not to force them to, but rather to insist that they be isolated. If people decide, I am willing to be a danger to the community by refusing a vaccine, they should then say, well, I also have the decency to isolate myself.
Well, if you've received the messenger RNA non-vaccination vaccine, please don't stand so close to me. I'm not interested in your viral shedding. I'm not interested in the coagulation disorders and the cognitive impairment and all the rest of the implications that we're seeing. Antibody dependence disorder that's happening in so many portions of the population where people's lungs are filling with fluid. This is antibody dependence. It is all of that was prognosticated in the research, earlier research about both adenovirus, adenovirus, as some people call it, adenovirus and mRNA gene therapy approaches to inoculation for disease. All of this was predicted and prognosticated. It was discovered in early testing and research. Part of the reason University of Alberta scientists said this stuff is so dangerous, you should never use it for anything ever. And that should have been the open and shut if we were in an honest scientific era. There's so many things you can point to when we have this discussion, whether it's the climate debate or all the rest of it. Yeah, if we were in an era when foundations were not using billions of dollars to tilt the scale of the scientific method to derive the outcomes necessary for the politics and the agendas that they're hoping to push and hoping to institute on a planetary basis. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's what they're doing with the climate debate, the ridiculous notions about anthropogenic climate change. And well, if we just drive fewer SUVs, then Mother Earth will be so much healthier and human beings will be able to thrive and all the rest of it. Never mind the fact that in the history of the geologic record, eras with much higher CO2 levels and even temperatures on a global basis produced a tremendous amount of biomass on the planet, biomass referring to flora and fauna, green leafy edibles for the plant eaters, and plenty of plant eaters for the meat eaters. And that circle of life has been shown to be at its most abundant, its most fruitful, and its most multiplicative in eras when the atmosphere is richer and global temperatures are warmer, because you get an increased portion of the planet that actually supports living crops and has longer growing season. All of this should be common sense and would have been in an era when foundations, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, all of the Carnegie Endowment, these people are using those generational fortunes, the robber baron fortunes, they are using them to spell the end of humanity. And thank God that people are finally starting to see it. We have to hope and pray it's not too late to be able to turn the tide. FDA coming out and saying vaccines are now safe for 5 to 11-year-olds. Noam Chomsky, as we heard coming out of the break right there, usually a very logical man, intensely logical, but they're espousing that unless you take a vaccine, he's not protected even though he's taken a vaccine. I wish these people could hear themselves talk. Even someone as intelligent and bright as Noam Chomsky purports to be, and he's thoroughly worshipped on the left end of the scale as one of the brightest of the bright, same rank as Christopher Hitchens and Gore Vidal before his passing. He sounds like a blithering idiot, falling for the same line that we've heard so frequently. If your vaccine works, you don't have to worry about anybody else, Bubba. God, these people are stupid. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.